Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. Today we're talking about something that's fundamentally reshaping how developers build with AI, the open source model explosion. Llama 4, Qwen 3, DeepSeek V3, Mistral Large, these aren't research toys anymore. They're production-grade models that are forcing the entire API market to rethink pricing, access, and lock-in. Let's break down what's happening and what it means for your stack. At BeanRamp, a year ago, the conversation was simple. GPT-4 or Claude for quality, maybe an open model for experimentation. That's completely flipped. Meta's Llama 4 Scout and Maverick models are genuinely competitive with GPT-4o on most benchmarks. Alibaba's Qwen 3 family, especially the 235 billion parameter version, is trading blows with Claude Sonnet on coding and reasoning tasks. DeepSeek V3 continues to punch way above its weight class, particularly for Chinese and multilingual workloads. The key shift isn't just quality, it's availability. These models are available through dozens of API providers, self-hostable on your own infrastructure, and increasingly fine-tunable for specific use cases. That changes the economics completely. What this means for pricing. When OpenAI and Anthropic were the only game in town, pricing was whatever they said it was. Now, competition is brutal. DeepSeek V3 offers quality comparable to GPT-4o at roughly 1/10 the per-token cost. Qwen 3 models are even cheaper through Chinese cloud providers. This pressure flows upward. We've seen GPT-4o prices drop multiple times this year. Claude Sonnet pricing has come down. Google is practically giving away Gemini Flash tokens. The open source models didn't just create alternatives. They created a price ceiling that proprietary models can't ignore. For developers, this is fantastic. A year ago, running a production AI feature might cost hundreds of dollars a day. Today, the same workload might cost $20 or $30, and it's still dropping. Segment 3, the self-hosting question. With open weights, you can run these models yourself, but should you? It depends on scale and use case. If you're processing millions of tokens daily with predictable workloads, self-hosting on GPU instances can be dramatically cheaper than API calls. Tools like VLLM and TGI make deployment straightforward. You get full control over latency, data privacy, and uptime. But for most teams, especially startups and small companies, self-hosting is a distraction. You need GPU procurement, model optimization, monitoring, scaling, and on-call support. That's a full-time job. API providers handle all of that for you. The sweet spot for most developers is using an API gateway that gives you access to both proprietary and open source models through a single interface. Route simple tasks to cheap open models, complex reasoning to Claude or GPT-5, and switch between them without changing your code. Segment 4, avoiding lock-in. Here's the real strategic advantage of open source models. They eliminate lock-in. If your entire stack depends on one provider's API, you're at their mercy for pricing, rate limits, and availability. We've all seen the outage pages. With open models in the mix, you always have a fallback. Your code talks to an OpenAI-compatible API. Behind that API, you can route to GPT-5, Claude, Llama 4, Qwen 3, or DeepSeek, whatever gives you the best quality-to-cost ratio at that moment. This is exactly what an API gateway like CrazyRouter enables. One API key, one integration, and you can shift between 600-plus models, proprietary and open-source, based on performance, cost, or availability. No code changes, no vendor negotiations, just swap the model string. Segment 5, what's coming next? 3 trends to watch. First, open models will close the remaining quality gap with proprietary ones within the next 6 months. Llama 5 and Qwen 4 are both expected before year-end, and early signals suggest they'll match or exceed current GPT-5 performance. Second, specialized open models will dominate specific verticals. We're already seeing this with coding models, medical models, and legal models. Fine-tuned open weights will outperform general-purpose proprietary models in narrow domains. Third, the API gateway becomes essential infrastructure. As the model landscape fragments further, no single provider will be the best choice for every task. Intelligent routing across dozens of models, that's not a nice to have anymore, it's table stakes. That's your open source AI update for April 2026. The bottom line, open models aren't just catching up, they're reshaping the entire market. Whether you self-host or use APIs, having access to both proprietary and open models gives you the best of both worlds. Check out crazyrouter.com for one API key that covers everything, from GPT-5 to Llama 4 to DeepSeek, all at prices lower than going direct. See you next episode.